You're listening to SBS News.
At Parliament House in Canberra, the Prime Minister, Governor-General and Opposition Leader formed a solemn and sombre procession. A steady stream of politicians lay wreaths at the feet of a statue of Queen Elizabeth II, a rainbow of flowers piled up at her feet. The ceremony on the Queen's Terrace comes more than three decades after the monarch unveiled the bronze likeness of herself during the opening of the new house in 1988. Anthony Albanese lay a wattle wreath as an homage to the wattle portrait of Her Majesty, which hangs inside the Australian Parliament.
Queen Elizabeth reigned for 70 years in an era of enormous change. She was a constant, reassuring presence with her compassion, her decency, her commitment to service, which is an absolute inspiration.
Mr. Albanese also acknowledged the new sovereign and his first address as King.
There have been many moving tributes to the contribution of Queen Elizabeth, but none more so than from King Charles III. King Charles, of course, was paying tribute not just to the sovereign, but to his beloved mother. He thanked her for love of her family, but also the family of nations. And I think that is certainly true.
Dignitaries and diplomats were also in attendance. Among them were the UK's High Commissioner to Australia, Vicky Trudell, and Chinese Ambassador Chao Chien, as well as representatives from many Commonwealth countries. Their presence was acknowledged by both the Prime Minister and opposition leader Peter Dutton.
Really reinforced the impact of the Queen's passing, not just in Commonwealth countries, but right across the world. That was the impact of the Queen, the leadership that she provided for the term of her reign, the inspiration that she provided for generations, the stoic nature, the way in which she stood by her people through good times and bad.
The normal cut and thrust of politics will remain on pause for some time, with Parliament suspended for a fortnight. Overnight, Mr. Albanese spoke with British Prime Minister Liz Truss. He confirmed the pair will meet in person when he travels to London for the Queen's funeral.
And we talked about the depth of mourning that is occurring in the United Kingdom. But I also conveyed the feeling, the depth of sadness of the Australian people at the loss of Queen Elizabeth II.
It's not just politicians and dignitaries marking the Queen's death. She travelled to Australia 16 times, and many people here are reflecting on that relationship. Some have come to the Federal Parliament to sign the condolence book available for members of the public.
She was like a really good queen. She was like one of the longest reigning monarchs.
We are happy that we can pay tribute to the Queen. We wrote in the outside condolence book. So it is deeply saddening, but yeah, we have paid our tributes.
Beverly de Britt saw the Queen in her multiple trips.
I'm feeling very sad, devastated, really. This was just always followed her whenever she's been to Canberra. Years growing up with the children, she's not going to be here anymore. A beautiful Queen, she's never done anything wrong. Just going to miss her.
Beverly's daughter, Kim, gave flowers to Queen Elizabeth on her 1974 royal visit.
Yes, I was three or four, it was in 1974. She's wearing this gorgeous pink pill hat and this pretty pink suit. She just looked gorgeous as always.
Do you remember?
The Prime Minister and Governor-General will depart for the UK on Thursday to attend the Queen's funeral. Upon their return to Australia, a national memorial and day of mourning will be held in honour of Queen Elizabeth. Claire Slattery, SBS News.